There's a fire deep inside my prolapse.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out of dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
£270, what are you gonna do? Boo, you know, forget it.
Also, her body needs to have a baby.
Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seemed to want to go to the restroom. I mean, I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just wanted to get there.
Hello. Hello. Vaginist here. Vaginally. My vagina is my own name. And I'm recording using the iPhone. Well, I'm lolling at myself because it's always something different. The thing is, I need to do stuff. As you know, my lavalier microphone is broked. I do have the handheld wireless mic, but I don't have a giant black person necklace to wear it round as I do things to prepare myself for my trip to Los Angeles, which I shall commence shortly. Alright, we could have had it all to eat. We could have eaten it all. This is my new song. Yeah, well, it's Adele, really. Adele song. There's a pie deep inside my fridge. God damn it. Just when I was getting into it. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, the pie. There's a pie deep inside my fridge. I want to eat it, but I'm too big around the hips. Can't even stand when I make my music videos. But I sure as hell finna get that pie inside my face. There's a pie inside my fridge. Finna be eating it out and on my legs. It's body putty. That's right, it's cold diet. I finna be eating a pie, and then when it's done, I'll say I could have another, but I coulda eaten it all. Oh, that doesn't make sense, but I did. I just done ate it all. I ate all the pie and finna be eating more. No. Oh, shit. Hello? Your dad called, said he made it to Syracuse.
He made it to Syracuse?
Correct. Fuck.
Hi, my name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
Keeds. It's hard to grum when there's Keeds. And at the moment, I'm babysitting also. As I grumhole. Just for a few hours before I go to Los Angeles. And then somebody else will take over. Quiet. What? What are you doing? Are you staying outside or are you coming in?
We're going outside.
Okay.
Come here.
Hi, Trotsky. I'll be downstairs getting ready. Yay. Gone. Oops. There's a fire deep inside my cunt. You know that you want to eat it, even though it smells like thighs rubbing together. Will. Skirt, girt. Could have eaten it all. My vagina, that is. Could have eaten it all. Could have eaten it all. Out. Come on, Trotsky. Let's go back to Los Angeles. Oh, no, I said that. Trotsky's staying here. With Los Abuelitas. There's a large house. Large King Holder. Poof. Coon holder. All right, so what I'm doing is, because I'm going to Los Angeles, and my parents are coming this evening, and I have to prepare the guest room. I finna prepare for the guest, prepare the guest room. We could have had it all. I need to do a better version of that cake song. There's a fire. No. There's a pie deep in... What's beeping? It's all these fucking eye devices. They all fucking beep. But I'm, you know, I'm homeless. But at least I have an iPad, an iPhone, and a goddamn MacBook Pro. At least it doesn't start with an I. Yes. Yes. No. Could have had it all to eat. Fuck, I gotta do something now. No, damn. I'll be black. Am I even talking? What the fuck? Could have had it all.
I run my hand along the whole buttocks area. All of a sudden, my finger hits something that's rough. And I notice... Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. It's a pee hole. Another one. I should get a big badge for that.
All right. Did I even finish my pie song? I could have had it all. All that pie in the fridge. And ice cream, too. And maybe even some old cannoli that really should be thrown out. Could have eaten it all. Lord and George. Yes. Let's see. Charging iPad at 89 per scout. Yes, yeah, it's good. I got lots to read on the plane. Does anybody want to know what I subscribe to on the iPad? I subscribe to the New Yorker and what's the other one? Vanity Fair. The others. Oh, I forgot to get the goddamn spray bottle. Fucking scheisse. Those are the only ones I pay for. Then there's Time Magazine. Which is kind of horrible. I don't know. It doesn't seem so horrible when it's printed. It seems a lot worse when it's on the online for some reason. But that's my Sisti's subscription, so I just use that. Wired, same thing. Coco Dorm subscription. What else? I do use The Nation on an on-demand basis. Like, there's one coming up that's... They were talking about Democracy Now! Today. Fuck, now I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it was something I wanted to read, but They usually report about it on Democracy Now! Before the issue comes out. There was also an issue in The Nation, a story in The Nation about the, what's that fucking thing called? Not the N-word whore. No. There's Jack. Yeah. And not the, that. It was something else. Gadgets. Might have been Gadgets. No. The thing with the prison. The prison slots. You know what I'm talking about. The prison thing. The, diet. Mm-hmm. The prison. The rat. I can't talk today. The people that were lobbying, there's an organization, they just met in New Orleans, they did a story about it in Democracy Now!, about this fucking bunch of super mega douchebags that what they do is they give abortions, they basically lobby to have more people in jail and for proper prisons so the companies can get free labor. It's a return to slavery. It's really big, it's really wonderful, and nobody cares, like most important things. They care about Snooki, which is absolutely terrific, gorgeous, honest. Gorgeous or honest? You look absolutely terrific, honest. Okay, so here's what we do, MK, Bab K. Wait, did I still forget the squirt bottle? I am a retarded idiot. By the way, acai makes me shit, like, a lot. I went to, you know, I love the acai berry. When I was in Brazil in March, I had some of the acai berry business. So, I loved it. There's the spray bottle. See, there's a carpet cleaner that I want to use in my bedroom before my parents sleep in there. But the carpet cleaner, the thing on the thing that squirts the juice, it don't work. So I got to use my own juice squirter. So I took a used cleaning bottle, cleaned it out. Well, actually, my brother-in-law did. And I've ended up using that to clean the carpet. Mm-hmm.
Shut up with your happy shit all the time.
Yes. I have to, turd. What I have to do is, play with my flaps. Oh no, that I do anyway. So, you know, I share this temporary residency bedroom with my parents. Well, there's several people that use this bedroom as their bedroom when they come to visit my sister's house, which is Lord's house. I'm one of them. So, since my parents' stuff were in it, when I got here, I took their stuff out, put it in my suitcase, put the stuff in my suitcase into the holder of clothing. Now they're coming for a little while, and I'm leaving, so I finished switch it out. Okay. So in order to do that, I'm going to put my stuff back in the suitcase. But first, I empty the laundry out of the suitcase. There's the cover for this goddamn tuna fish. Is that it? I mean, not tuna fish. It's a carpet cleaner. And so I got to switch all this basically musical clothing, you know. So in order to do that, I got to do this and then some more of that. You understand? Sweetheart. It's really a pain in the ass. The world of homelessness is a cold and bitter lie. Or something. There we go. We want a stream or a spray? And spray? No, a stream. The spray is too. I don't want it in my lungs. Yes. Okay. I could have eaten it. Oh, Adele.
Let's say country.
Adele. I used to work with this lady in the hospital. Her name was Stupid Adele. Because She just couldn't do anything on her computer. Is it still recording? Yes. She couldn't do anything. Like, she'd call the help desk, and she'd be like,
"That can computer work not? Cannot transcribe radiology."
You know, these are people that, like, need to get their diagnoses so they don't die. And she's like, so they put the biggest retard on the earth, whose name is Stupid Adele, in front of a computer to transcribe these important things. You know, and it's like, oh, you're hopeless. Hence the name Stupid Adele. Okay. We'll get to talking a little bit, audience. In a moment. But I gotta do some cleaning. Morning, good morning. Oh, how come I don't feel suction? Ow. Ooh, that's nice. Yes, that's a good one. Good one, guys. Can you hear me okay? Yes. Oh, yes, I bet you're hungry. Sunny out today. You like them sunny side up. You know how I like them, Babs. You know how I like them. Yes. Oh. What? It's working now. Oh my God, it's working. What? Oh no, it's not. Oh, that's pee. Never mind. Yes, good morning, good morning. Oh, it is working, sort of. It's squirting a little, but not that much. Maybe that's not the real deal here. I don't understand. Oh, well. So there's this one area where it's particularly dirty. With my vagina. It may have leaked. So, I don't know if you can still hear me. I'll check. I mean, I'll probably not post it, this part, if you can't hear me, but I'm vacuuming with a thing. So then I'm going to switch out the clothes. I'm going to pack my junk, my trunk bunk, and put all my electronic devices in one place so they don't get in the shouldn't worry about where to put things.
Let's say country.
So let's talk about the riots in England. Shall we? Sometimes it works, the squirter. Other times, no, it's not. All right, let's try the other way. Audience, I hope you're not bored by my cleaning. I hope you like it. Maybe we can get some. Let's see, are we cleaning? Yes. Working? I don't understand why sometimes the squirty thing works and other times it don't. Oh, is it working? I don't know, maybe. Well, I use the squirter, whatever. I'm fine. Yeah, it's really hard to talk and squirt at the same time, you know? It really is. Can't really tell if it's cleaning. I think perhaps I need to lower the thus and so. Heavy traffic. Yeah, heavy traffic. Isn't there a way to lower, like, the rods? You know, the rods or whatever they're called. The thing. Oh, Jesus Christ on a wheelie. Yes. I don't really understand this machine. Pain in the black ass. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like there's really much open to interpretation in that statement anyway. Ow! Hit my head with this. It has like an accordion business for the cleaning. I don't fucking know. How do people do this? How do people clean for a living? I mean, isn't it awful if you have to work? So Verizon is on strike. I think that we should support them. We being people who can. You know, I think a lot of people don't support strikers because they're like, well, I don't have those kind of benefits. Why should I help somebody else? Well, maybe that's why you don't. You don't stick up for anybody, you know. Things have to start somewhere, I suppose. And where it starts is really the same place where it's also kind of ending. I don't know. But anyway, is this working? Can't see a goddamn thing. Very dark here. Is it working? Why doesn't it look like anything's coming up in the holder window? I don't understand this machine. I really don't. I guess I have to use the small holder. After all, at least that way I can see the liquid getting sucked up. Working? Why don't I see nothing getting sucked? Ah, I see the doodle. Maybe I just need more liquid. Cut it? Let's try this. Henry Mancini would not be proud.
What?
Is there a kinky hose? Oh. Weird. Like the squirter sometimes works, but not very much. Okay, I don't think this part of the show really can be on because I'm really not even talking. And so this England rioting business, I mean, really, what's that about?
Oh, shit.
Alfie. What about Alfie?
Take three.
I'll be sure. Alfie. The cleaning.
Oh.
Maybe it's just not enough lickies. Liquid. I'll just keep squirting a lot. I see stuff getting sucked, but I don't see it getting... I don't know. I don't think I can put this part on, to tell you the truth. But I don't know if I can or not, so... Yeah, I don't know. Come on.
Either that or I'll go over and hold it stiff for you. Where's my purse? Take three deep breaths. Why do people talk to babies? Baby talk. It gets in and it do. Do. Why do people talk to pet babies, baby dog? It gets in Why do people talk to pet babies, baby dog? It gets in Why do people talk to pet babies?
All right. I said all right three times because I wasn't sure if... Never mind. Thing is, I don't know if that last segment came through at all because I was cleaning. And, I mean, I know it came through in terms of technically, but it was kind of boring because, I was so focused on whether or not the squirters were working, and they really weren't in the carpet cleaner, that I wasn't really talking. Hopefully that'll change now. Now that I'm actually changing the clothing and putting the grum holes away for the clothing holders, I guess you'd call it straightening a bit. But when you share a room with 3,000 people, it's a bit difficult. It's a rotating room. A row. It's one of those things, situations where like people are like, oh, somebody will stay here and they'll be like, oh, we found your bills. Because people always do that. Oh, you left some bills. Really? I did. It was an accident. I'm sure I didn't leave them on purpose. And I always take my bills wherever I go. Because, you know, it reminds me of who I am. As a person. As a human being. As a human being. I love bills. I can't deal with bills. All right, so let's redistribute the wealth of dirty clothes. Gonna put my clothes back in this bag. My suitcase in another room. Don't ask, you're a whore. Where am I going? Don't ask. Any more premium pants. Gap pants. I guess I better try these things on soon. Okay, these pants. I like these pants. But they need a zippy. I like these pants, but they don't have a pocket. Of course, do they? Wait, I found Rolaids in them. Or is it the other pocky that's missing? Yes, the right pocky is missing. She asked my niece if she knows how to sew pockies. It doesn't really look that diffy to sew a pocky. Don't ask. I'm a whore. Well, put it out. Maybe I'll take those pants. I'm not sure if I'm going to take them. Pants. That goes in there. White polo shirt is a maybe. I forget it's cold there, so I might need a jacket. I don't know if I left my jacket here or in Nebraska. I mean, upstairs in the closet. Anyway, this Monster Rehab tea lemonade diet drink looks exactly like what came out of my ass the other day. I went to yoga. You know how sometimes when you go to the yoga, you get a little famished. And you're like, woo, war hoop. And, you know, after your war hoop, you want something to maybe eat. So I was having a hypoglycemic disaster area. And I said to myself, hey, you, self, why don't you go get a... see if they have that SCI juice like they had at the Rachel Kahn house. Well, she got a Whole Foods, so I went to the Whole Foods. And I picked me up some SCI juice. Oh my God, I said pick me up. That's one of my hatedest catchphrases. So I done picked me up some SCI juice. I done did that. And it was so good, I had two packets, pretty much, well, sugar water, the cactus juice, agape, Jesus juice, whatever it's called, Jamba Jesus, Jigga juice, oops, and that, so I did that, And I just started shitting and cramping and cramping and shitting. So I grabbed the iPad next during one of my, I mean, it was a lot. It was like a Cerulean waterfall. It was a lot of shitting. And so it was that, so I grabbed my iPad because that's what we do. We being me. You know, when you do stuff like that. Grab your iPad and you're like, oh, yeah, maybe I need to research this shitting I'm doing. So I then did. I researched the shitting, and it said, yeah, no shit. You're shitting a lot, but it's healthy shitting. It's not bad diarrhea. It's healthy because you're getting rid of the toxins. And I'm like, oh, this shit. Right, the toxins. Yeah, okay. It's the toxins again. Again with the toxins. So I immediately call bullshit on myself and what I'm reading, and I says, ugh, toxins, schmoxins. You know, okay. One panty. How many panties? So, tonight is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, two? Oh my God, 6 days? No. 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Yeah. So, six panties. One, two, three, because I'm changing today, too. I like wearing new panties. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six papala. Six panties. God, it's almost a week. What am I doing? Don't ask anymore. Where am I going to? Another suitcase and another door. So, I feel like I should talk about this business with London and England and all this, with the rioting. But I don't know, I'm kind of gassed out about it because I feel like it's been such a topic of the Facebook and the Twitter sheet and all this kind of business. I'm just not sure. But, Twitter sheet, nonsense, skirt girdles. So I'm putting my parents' clothes back in, my stuff in suitcase, their stuff out of suitcase. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-yay-ki-yay. Don't ask anymore, where am I going to? Oops, hope that wasn't on P. Oh, that's Chinese, it's okay. Chinese clothes deserves to be on P. Is that long underpants? No, I think it's silk. All these bedazzled nice clothes for Jews. Anyway, am I still recording? As I blabber on about nothing. Well, maybe not nothing. Oh, bathing suit, Lord. And, what else? So, the thing is, okay, more interesting than the rioting itself is the reaction to the Twitterati. And immediately, you know, I found out about, I knew there was rioting in Tottingham. You know, the night before. And then I was getting ready to go to my yoga class where afterwards I binged on ACI, shit everywhere. It's basically a cleanse per Rachel Khan, though she didn't tell me. The Wrath of Khan. And, scared. Oh my God, there's another suitcase full of shit that isn't mine. Christ on a hoyo. Well, you know what? It's just going to get stuffed in there with all the lars. Handkerchiefs. Who the fuck uses handkerchiefs? I mean, really? Really? People still use cloth handkerchiefs? Isn't that like... Didn't that end with the diapy business? With clothesy diapies? What are you... You know what I'm talking about with the diapies. Cloth diapies. Don't ask Emma or... Don't ask N-word whore. Alright. So... That's that. Now I have to figure out what to take. Oh, no. First I have to empty this other suitcase, which is really just a back plaque. A black pack that goes with this holder. Oh, yeah. I think this is, goes in this drawer. These are all underpants, panties. That sort of business. You know what I'm talking about with panties. You know how that goes, panties. You know how panties go. You know how it goes with panties, right? Audience, you know. Oh my God, those are some big, never mind. Big peas. Big panties. Oops. I didn't say that. Anyway. Uh-oh. If there's a person coming, I'll have to go. A little person. Because you can't talk about panties. All right. Don't ask, I'm a whore. So, as the Southern Dutch say, zo. Dirty, stinky clothes. Oofy. Okay, that's a clean undershirt. That's a dirty, stinky. Dirty smellies going here. Ugh, God, that really smells. I better let it air out, because that really smells. Yeah, that stinks, actually. I better put it in the bathroom. I don't want somebody to accidentally throw out my stinking. I was thinking about changing my drag king name to Stink and Cooch. Like S-T-I-N-K space N period space Cooch. C-O-O-C-H or K-O-O-C-H. Either way, it's fine. Stink and Cooch. Stink and Cooch. Right. Don't ask anymore. Where am I going, turd? Elf, you're a whore. Alright. Elf, yes. So we have England, which is lovely this time of year. And, other things. What am I even fucking talking about? So I hear from Raymond Christensen, he says, like, I'm really sad that all this violence is breaking out. So I look and there's this map and I'm like, holy shit, there are fires everywhere, like all over the goddamn place. And I'm like, what's going on here? And, what? Oh, I saved $7 on my prescription? Wow. Don't do me no fucking favors, world. World data. Worldini. Don't ask. You're a whore. And we're going to... Don't ask. I'm a whore. So let me consolidate. Anyway, so... Where was I with this? Girdle? Or skirt? I can't remember. What is that noise? Is that the source of interference, perhaps? I hear a buzzing. Oh, yes. Coming from the spurker. I wonder if it's the same buzzing spirit that causes all the... There is a buzzing spirit on this house. Anyway. Always stand to the left of you, not to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the left, 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 right, left, right, right. Left, right, left. Left, right, left. Your left, right, to your left, to your right. Partial birth abortion before 11:20 threads. I hope you enjoy this stream of consciousness boring shit. This is all you're getting today. That's where I'm going to. Don't ask. Inward horn. Maybe if they have Wi-Fi on the plane, I'll be able to upload it on the plane, but that would mean it'll be extremely, extremely, extremely low bandwidth. I pronounce the D in width because I am somewhat of an intellectual. Okay. What is this gray shirt? I don't remember putting this in here. Dirty panties, dirty panties. Dirty panties, dirty panties. Dirty panties, dirty panties. Don't ask anymore. All right. So, Zoe. Buttons. Zybazil. Black and yellow, black and yellow. Dirty panties. What? Excuse me. All right. Don't ask. Inward whore. I like that. You know what has never been my strong suit? Cleaning. You know what else? Organizing. You know what else? Pretty much. Yeah. That. Those. Those things there that I just sailed. Also black and yellow. Yeah. There's a video called Black and Jewish that Rachel loves because now she is all about Judaism this month. to this totally weird-ass fucking brainwashed shit she's in. Like, she's all going off at circumcision. You know, she's really upset that they're trying to ban circumcision in San Francisco. Like, what? You haven't much business being concerned about circumcision as I do about, you know, abortion. Like, you know? I personally am very much against circumcision. I think it's disgusting. My friend Michael Schaap from Amsterdam make a very good documentary about it. In fact, when my nephew was circumcised, I was against it, and because I'm the closest male relative that it wasn't to thus and so, well, then, whatever. Anyway, I was the godparent, goddess parent, so they wanted me to, you know, the job of that person is to hold the baby while they get their fucking dick chopped up, which I refuse to do. Like, I mean, if you're like that Jewish that you have to be against circumcision, that's fucked up. I mean, for circumcision. That's just like, okay, so you're... I can't even go there. I mean, maybe I guess I have to since I already did. But you don't have a penis. You can't tell me that it's not mutilation of a penis. You don't even fucking have one, okay? There. All right, so let's see. God, is this fucking room a mess. Oh, Christ, on a tree trunk. That makes sense. There's a lamp I knocked over. Didn't report as broken. All right. Boy, am I horrible here. What time is it? I'm gonna put my, oh, it's 12:10, so I got about 20 minutes to finish this fucking crap. Jesus, you know what? Let's just, why do we, you know, this is like, I got rid of, I purged my house from all this bullshit, and now I have to deal with somebody else's house because I don't live in my house anymore. Like, who the fuck keeps wrapping paper in the middle of a fucking living room? I mean, that's normal bedroom space. Like, you have, like, a zillion square feet. You can't fucking find a place to put wallpaper away for the, you know, 11 months out of the year you don't need it. But who am I to complain? Oh, I'm getting foul and bitchy. Anyway, I guess that means I have to finish the discussion at hand. No, not my vagina, the diarrhea water. So, speaking of Rachel, so we had acai water, dirtle water, duty water. Let me put these microphone cables away while I talk and forget to talk. Because passively, I don't even care. So let's see. Duty water. Trotsky! Hi, I hear you. Hi, sweetheart! Hi. Hey, baby, boy. You gonna miss me? Gonna miss me. You're the best man I ever know. There's no way I can ever go. Darling, there's no way. Darling, there's no way. I'm living without you. Not living without you. Not living without you. Not living without you. Don't want to be free. And I'm saying. There's no way. There's no way. Turn out the river and slap down the lights. You can say what you want. I'm not walking out. The nice thing about a stream of consciousness is you really don't have to talk about anything. So, but I'm trying to. I feel like I'm obliged to, but I, because I've, you know, with this England stuff, the bottom line is this. I guess I'll just take one point, because I'm really just too intellectually lazy to talk about anything in detail. Okay, very simply. Trotsky, are you scooting on my... Motherfucker. Motherfucker. He just scooted on the goddamn bed on a pair of socks I was going to wear. He scooted his hole. Trotsky, you scooted on your... God damn it. You know, these socks are just going in the garbage. You can't deal with it. Hey, Jax? Hey, Jax? Did Trotsky just poop outside? He didn't? That's weird. Because he just, like, had a poopy dingleberry on my... That he... You sure? Because he had a piece of... poopy dingleberry hang out of his butt, and they wiped it on my socks that I was about to wear. That's weird. He's been locked, so if he did poop, it would have been up here or downstairs. I mean, it could have been left there since this morning, but usually he doesn't have dingleberries that long. Oh my. Yeah, I know. Where's your, what was he, he was just sleeping here just now, right? You see any dingleberry juice? Huh. This? Yeah. Where was he? I think it's fresh. Because he doesn't usually just keep dingleberries around for a while. Maybe there's a turd in the basement. Oh, boy. But he wouldn't have pooped that soon. He pooped, I mean, just a couple hours ago. I don't know, Trotsky. Gable. Dingleberry juice. Yeah. It's nice when the kids you babysit for are 10 times more mature than you, you know? Like, what? War hoop. Now no turds. Can't believe he dingleberried me. You know, one war hoop. Dingleberried. Dingleberry war hoop. Alright, anyway, end of that. So the parent is... the parent, Vernon, good Vernon, it's very simply this. You know, all this blaming, like, a lot of people that are sort of... You know, I understand that this violence was... This is ridiculous. Duh, violence is bad. Like, for some reason, I feel like I'm forced to make this disclaimer. Violence is bad, because if you don't say, well, these idiots shouldn't be beating people up and, you know, and destroying property, then, and people, then, or did I ever say that, then somehow you're condoning violence, which is completely ridiculous. And I feel like that mentality buys into a certain kind of thought virus, a mind virus that has probably started either on mass media or in sort of social media somewhere, where like, you know, you have to, it's weird. People get weird when stuff like this happens. I don't know how else to explain it. Like with 9/11, all of a sudden, like, what happens is when something really bad happens to you as a nation, something, or to you as a culture or a subculture or something, or a race, let's be honest, then it tends to make you very defensive. And like after 9/11, it was so incredibly considered so incredibly wrong to somehow say that this might have been something we have done to trigger this or could have prevented. And I believe it's still that way. You still really can't talk about that. Like, could we have done something to prevent 9/11 from doing that fantastic drag performance in the Twin Towers that ended at the Twin Towers? That amazing performance art. And somehow that was viewed as condoning the act. And I see the same thing happening in the minds of a lot of people that are saying, like, well, I think, because personally I do think there's obvious, I mean, things like mass riots, from everything I've read about history, they don't just fucking happen for no reason. We're not fucking ants. And even if ants did it, it would still have a reason. But, yeah. Yes. But so... to want to figure out and say, well, this, you know, I think there were a lot of societal reasons for this. I have no idea what they were. I don't think anybody really can. Perhaps never, but certainly not now. And, yes, I need to replace those duty socks. But so. I'll wear these socks. I'll wear these or these pants. Vis-a-vis, these or these. These should go in the garbage. They got holes. One war hoop. Ugh. So, you know, like, so if you want to explain that there are reasons for violence... I know I'm not making sense, and these words are fucking... I can't talk. It's hard to. I don't know why. I don't know. But I'm trying. But this is why I'm broke. Because I can't talk better. I can't talk better soon. I'm trying. Not one war hoop. I guess I better put my devices somewhere out of the way so that others can... not be offended by these devices, large devices they are. Gotta leave in about 30 minutes, right? Let's see. One war hoop. Yeah, 20 minutes I have to leave. Gotta be gutter-dunned. Gotta be got her done. Gotta be got her done. War hoop 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 got her done. A, B, D. Where am I going to? Don't ask. Do I need to bring my jacket? So jacket check. So by the way, this is a story. I'm thinking like the dialogue, East Radio. Maybe I can get audience because this is really like an ongoing serial. Like, what am I going to do with my life? This is something people can listen for, you know. Stay and listen to this program and find out what Madge the Lesbian does with her life. You know, what will she do? What will the lesbian do? Will she move to Europe? Will she stay? Will she just die? You know, who knows? What will the lesbian do? This could be the name of the subtitle of the Grumhole. What will the lesbian do? Lesbian. They call her lesbian. Big fat lesbian. The 142nd fastest gunt in the West. Lesbian. I better not leave my lube out. Lesbian. Lesbian. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. While in a source of lint. What? Like, I can't believe this. I had a hard drive on my Grumhole. How did that happen? Weird. 141. Phew, it smells like urine. How did that happen? Fuck. Jesus, I guess I'll use some Fantastic on my Grumhole hole. Do you realize the important data in this holder? No. You don't care. Who can blame you? Yes. Urine-smelling Grumhole hole. So anyway, so just because there are potential causes, and you're, I mean, it's just, so, maybe the reason I can't talk is because it doesn't even make sense. I don't even fucking get it. But it's a mind, the mind virus is as follows. You watch, let's say, a BBC interview, this really happened, where they interview some guy from the West Indies, a senior citizen and in England, who was a witness to the violence. His grandchildren were probably involved in the violence, or his friends, I don't know, I missed that part, but... And he's saying, like, you know, this was predictable. We saw this coming. You know, this violence due to whatever cuts. I don't even remember why. You know, kids are, they get their playgrounds taken away or whatever. I don't fucking know. Anyway, the point is, he said it was predictable. The news reporter said, so therefore you're condoning the violence then, are you? And he's like, you're an idiot, you know. Have some respect. Because, see, that's the logic. And so, mind viruses cause thought jumps like that don't make sense. Like, okay, and then I had people accusing me of that, and I saw people accusing others of that. There is no logic there. Okay, so, you suggest there may be societal reasons for the violence, and it is not just crazy, bad people on their own, acting individually. It's just, you know, so therefore... I'm condoning the violence. Explain. There is a logical process missing there. That's why it's a virus. Because it's causing a thought. It's like a, it's causing a program to run that shouldn't be running. Like somebody put a program in your brain that makes it fucked up and say that dumb shit. Because that makes no sense. You know, you could make the argument, maybe, but present like something that makes sense then in the R. Like, okay, just where's the logic? There's no logic there. You're just saying, okay, so because... You're saying, you're making a judgment that there could be a cause for this violence, therefore, you're implying that it's not the people's fault, therefore, you know, therefore you condone violence. Nope. The logic isn't there. Where is the logic? You're missing several steps. If this was a proof, you would fail in math. Fail. That's just crap. All right. Not going to get done in time, as usual. What else is new for me? Take one contact lens from the left. Don't want to wear those glasses. On your left, on your right, left, right. Oh my God. So, you know what? I really need to not do this because it's not helping me. I'm not getting stuff done very quickly. Normally, I can do this and talk, but... I mean, if I was just talking about Jine, I could do it, but it's hard to when I'm not just talking about Jine. I'm trying to, like, actually think of things to say. And junk. Yes. Yes. Warhoop. I'm trying to save Warhoop, is what I'm trying to do. I am trying to save Warhoop. And that's what this is about. It's one giant Warhoop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Warhoop. Okay, electric Razy. Yeah, why not? Take the Razy. No, fuck the Razy. I need a soft Razy. Do I have a soft Razy? Ned Racine. Yes. Yes. No. Yeah, no. Maybe so. War Hoop. Okay, that. Can't figure this shit out. No, it makes more sense to take a razor, electric razor, because then I don't have to worry about the goddamn shaving cream and all that bullshit. So that, take that, got that. We got the teeth brush. I'm not gonna take the enormous brush, at least. The war hoop, leave the war hoops here. All war hoops, standing by for war hoop holder. Not taking those glasses, hate them. Ouch. Did I just disconnect? We just disconnect? Oh my god, 30 minutes of this shit and that's just one part of it? It's just a single war hoop in a big picture. The big wide world of war hoop. I guess I have to take those other glasses because I don't know where the larger ones are. They probably fell outside the bed. But pretty much I always put the glasses on. Take them off where I put the contacts on and vice versa. So, let's see. I don't see them. Don't ask anymore. Yeah, don't see the glasses I like, so I'll take the ones I don't like. Which is a fail. Well, maybe I'll get some Ray-Ban Wayfarers like all the douchebags on Grindr. Yeah, it's nice. Nice to do. Brand Babela. To D. I wonder where those glasses are. Wonder where they are. Yeah. Yes. 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 The king of the queen of her. That's all sun-dreads. This all goes into the toilet hopper world. My world of John. Yeah, this goes into my vagina. This goes into my giant holder for storage, temporary storage, my suitcase. So complicated. You know, you gotta love yourself or no one else will. That's what Madonna says. She's a whore. You ain't. Scared to get off. Let's see. But the best thing about Lady Gaga is she made Madonna finally shut the fuck up. You know, that's good. So if you're like one of these Madonna worshippers, all I can tell you is you're just not old enough to remember that she's the same goddamn thing. Which is fine. You don't have to remember that. And buy it. And buy it. You're gonna love me. You think you'd love me. Yes, you wanna. Yes, you wanna. Who love me? Who love me? Who love me? You're gonna love me. Your finster love me, finstered. Me. Rayet. I like this Rayet short. Finstered, red shirt. Yes, I do. Yes, in July, and then yes. Yes, hi, honey. Hey, honey. Hey, honey. Enjoy your meal. Hey, honey. Hey, honey. Hey, honey. That's. I love how it's packing. It always turns into stuffing stuff in a bag eventually. Just that's what it turns into. Stuffing. It's stuffing. Stuffalopoulos. It's just fucking stuffing. That's what it is. That's what it is. Stuffing. Packing equals stuffing. Uh-huh. Pretty mulch. Crowded mulch. And there's that moment in which... But the thing is, okay, so back to the thing of the thing. So aside from the Twitterati and thinking there's a cause, I don't really care. I mean, whatever, that's just silliness. But my point is, really, that rum holders aside, that don't make no damn sense neither. Neither. I'm just trying to organize. I'm going to put a coffee maker up with my audio equipment. It makes no sense. My parent, Smirnin, is very simply this. I forgot. Oh, yeah. No. When you breed a society, and this is applies to probably most Western countries, certainly applies to the United States where I live right now. When you create a society of consumers, and people more often than not are referred to as consumers rather than citizens. I mean, when was the last time you heard yourself being described as a citizen? You're not. You're a consumer. The economy represents rich people. Austerity represents poor people. The austerity is poor people. The economy is rich people. And consumers, we are consumers. We are not citizens. Well, we are, but that's irrelevant. We're consumers. That's what we are. That's as we're looked at by government and by corporations, which serve as our dictatorship. So when you create a nation of consumers who can't even do that because they're broke, and you keep taking shit away from them, they can't even consume, which is their only function, the thing that keeps them from revolting, that's what's going to happen. That's all they know is to consume. And I realized this when I saw a BBC report, and they showed some of the BlackBerry messages that were going back and forth amongst these protesters. Or rioters. I guess rioters is a better word. And the fact that they weren't protesting, and, you know, who knows how much is reporting and how much is not. From what I've read and heard and seen, most of them were not really protesting. Most of them were not at least intentionally protesting. They were just running around crazy. But that doesn't mean that sociologically they weren't protesting. It really is a big, 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 big difference. You know, you're not always conscious of societal pressures. You're not, you know, it's a, when you're at work, functioning as a society, you're a sort of a cell in an organism. So you're not always privy to what the organism is thinking. And I think that's where the the difference of opinion, I guess, comes from regarding this business with, you know, are you condoning violence because you're not explicitly condoning? Well, no. It doesn't even make fucking sense. I can't even have this discussion with myself. You know. Of course, I mean, you can condemn violence. See, now I'm getting my just tongue twisties. You can condemn violence amongst individuals and condone violence sociologically. No, that doesn't make... never mind, I don't know the difference between condone and condemn. I'm going to screw myself up. Anyway, my point is just that. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I broke a light. I broke a lesbian. I broke a finger. Chewed. Iron ball. Some condoms just in case, you never know. As Lady Bunny said recently, you know, I understand that using condoms decreases sensitivity, but so does lying in a casket dead of AIDS. I know that's a pretty good way of summing it up from the lad, Laddie Bunny. Laffy Bunny. Lapsy Bunny. Bun Buns. A.K.A. Bun Buns. I guess I'll bring my outfit. I mean, I know that would be bad. Shit. Pooch, 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 purse, purse, going post. Maybe all I need is glasses. Yeah, fuck that. Didn't bring me makeup. Yep. I didn't bring my ginger. Where did I put my makeup kilt? Do I not have it? Hell? Must be in Florida. How could that be? Oh, well. Shana Tova. I can always put something together. Whose glasses are these? Must be the Mumsy. Mumsy and Dearest, Darling of Mumsy and Popsicles. Right. Scary courage. Okay, so I've just hit the point where it feels like things are coming together. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. So this goes in backpack because this is... Backpack because that's a toothbrush for traveling. That goes with this. And this can't deal with that. So you create a nation of consumers, a society, because it's beyond nation. That's what they're going to do. It's really, really simple. They're consumers. They consume. That's all. You don't educate. You don't give these people any value. They don't get parented because their parents have no time to parent. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing. They're barely even human because all they do is fucking work. You know? Birth control is illegal and not illegal, but not even paid for half the time, discouraged by their fucking churches. You know, it's just such a fucked up mess. But in any case, the big picture is, I think people don't always understand what it means, the difference between sociology and psychology. Human beings are really two different organisms. We are us individuals that function individually, and we have cells in our body that comprise us. But we are also cells in another body called society, which really is different. I'm really making myself mad because I'm not making any fucking sense. My brain is like gelatin. I want to make a point. It's not fucking happening. Well, I guess I'll end and hope. I mean, maybe this is good. Maybe the audience, you out there, will be forced to make conclusions for yourselves, for me, or something. I don't know. But you force people into a position where all they're useful for is consumption, that's exactly what they're going to do. That's what they're doing. Anyway, so this text message, I'll end with this, God, I really hope so. The text message said something like, come, friends, come to the such and such, everybody's looting, and you can get lots, there's lots of free stuff. And I think that pretty much sums it all up. Free stuff. You know, you're programmed to buy shit, to want shit. But guess what? They not letting you have it. Austerity's fucking you. So you're going to steal it. And that's the big fucking ironic fuck of it all. You know, it all fucking comes back. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is this. It's a bubble. We have an iron ball. We have a bubble. Just, it's the same thing as the economic bubble. You know, the different bubbles. We had the dot-com burst. We had various bubbles in Yatsa. You know, we had all this shit happen. Bubbles, Yatsa, bubbles in Yatsa, things like this. And it's just like that. And always with the bubble, what happens is, oh my God, it's late. What happens with the bubble is very simply, you got a bubble, and before the bubble, people are like, wow, look at these tech stocks. My God, I made so much money. Or look at the real estate. Wow, my property has gone up 10 times in 10 years. Isn't that amazing? Wow. And in the back of your mind, you know it can't work. You know that it makes no sense. It's just not logical, and it doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Well, and invariably does not make sense and explodes, and there goes everything. You know, the bubble bursts, everything sort of readjusts back to normal. Well, with the wealthy people, the income gap is the exact same thing, and that's what we're starting to see, is starting to see the burst of the bubble. So we have a warning now. And this bubble will mean all these rich people that just kept getting richer and richer and richer for really no good reason. It's all going to snap. There's going to be some sort of a violent revolt. And then it's going to get back to where it was at some point, like the 60s or 70s. I really don't know. It's going to adjust, just like the market adjusts. And people are going to be like, oh, what the fuck happened? Well, this is our opportunity to see that. But if all you do is blame it on anarchistic individuals or, well, I think anarchy is fine. It's not. I'm not talking about anarchy. But violent, you know, individuals that are 100% id, and that's it, with no societal causes behind it. If you do that, you're ignoring the problem. And you're just inviting it to happen, and it will happen here. Because by ignoring the societal pressures, the sociology of the situation, you're inviting it to happen again. And that's why I just think it's ridiculous to come down on people like me who are saying, look, there are causes here that need to be identified. Because to not identify them and go into some moralistic, you know, fucking high ground bullshit, you know, it's an obvious defense mechanism to anybody who isn't you, that it's a defense mechanism. Especially if you're in a situation where you have a certain amount of wealth, or maybe even a minimum, and you see this and you identify with the people that this is happening to, you say, well, this could happen to me. Well, yeah. But you can still take a step back from the emotion and look at it and say, look, let's be real here. We don't want this to happen again. What can we do to take further steps? Look at history. Has there ever been a riot that was just completely meaningless? It doesn't make sense. It's ludicrous to think that everything has meaning. Even when ants congregate, they have meaning. We may not know what it is, and it may not be relevant to us, but they do. Anyway, so that's all. Finna go. Hopefully get this posted today. Bye.
Oh, shit.